This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 428 for Friday, June 7th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Friday, taking back much of yesterday's gains with chart-based speculative selling ahead of the weekend a feature. Canola down $8 to $11, July down $10.30 at $629.50 per ton. Losses in the Chicago soy complex accounted for spillover weakness. European rapeseed futures were also down, although Malaysian palm oil did post small gains overnight. Large old crop supplies and relatively favorable prairie weather conditions contributed to the bearish tone, with end users showing little interest in bidding up the market. However, weakness in the Canadian dollar, down nearly half a cent today, did provide underlying support. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures were all lower. Soybeans pressured by relatively favorable U.S. weather, taking back yesterday's gains as positioning ahead of the weekend, also weighed on prices. The July contract down 20 cents at $11.79 per bushel. The USDA did announce private export sales of 104,000 tons of soybeans to China, which provided some support. Tighter rules on industry tax credits in Brazil announced yesterday also provided support, helping temper the losses, as those adjustments could reduce Brazil's competitiveness on the global market, opening up the door for more North American sales of grains and oilseeds. But a planned strike by port workers in Argentina was cut short yesterday, and exports are continuing to flow as normal out of that country. Corn ending with small losses, pressured by the good U.S. growing weather. The July contract down 3 cents at $4.49 per bushel. The USDA's monthly supply and demand report will be out next week, and traders were also adjusting positions ahead of that. Wheat futures down across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 12 cents in July at $6.94 per bushel. Kansas City also down 12 cents in the July contract at $6.65 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat, it's down 12 cents as well at $6.27.5 in the July contract. Turkey announced it will halt wheat imports from June 21st until at least the middle of October in order to protect domestic producers. That move weighed heavily on wheat markets, as it takes a buyer out of the market and will leave Russia and other exporters looking to offload cheaper wheat elsewhere. Russia did officially declare a state of emergency in 10 regions today due to frost that damaged crops in May, but officials maintain exports will continue despite a smaller wheat crop. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, June 7th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.